Good morning. Let's take a deep breath together. As Cindy was saying, it feels sweet in here. Maybe it's that we all survived the week of the weather and the snow and the who got snow and who didn't. And if you, that Wednesday afternoon when we got that wet snow, is there anything like the sound of when it's snowing, that quiet? There's nothing like that. And we had a little taste of that this week. And so let's let that be our reminder to go into the silence. If it feels comfortable, close your eyes. And maybe let's just envision your favorite place to walk. Maybe if you were out on a walk Wednesday afternoon when that thick, wet snow began. Maybe you were in Forest Park or you were along the beach, at the marina, wherever you were. Breathing and in a walking meditation. And those beautiful flakes are coming down, each one as unique as you are. Reminding you that no matter what's going on, no matter what the what life is unfolding like in front of you, that there is a constant, a powerful constant of life itself. Beingness. And the flakes come down and you begin to experience that amazing quiet. And you realize that all is now. And so we breathe. All is now. Feel the power. Feel the grace. Feel the all things possible within this awareness. And as you walk, if something comes up, some thought, some concern, just breathe. All is now. For it is in this moment, in this awareness, as we are connected to the all that is. Indeed, all things are possible. Including a new beginning, a new perspective, a new possibility. And in this awareness lies the potential for forgiveness. For surrender, Yes, letting go. Making room. And so as we walk, let's just take a moment and be with this beautiful quiet. All is now. And as you walk, you may be reminded of someone who could really use this awareness right now, who could really use the embrace of this power and this grace and this beauty. For whatever's going on for them. Oh, this may not be what they're thinking about right now. So let us embrace them. Because we're all one, as we are lifted up, so are they. And if there's someone in particular you would like to remember and let us embrace with you, feel free to say their names aloud now. Quinn, Bill, Kathleen, Betty, Kay, for all these dear ones, and for all our brothers and sisters in this spiritual community and our community at large, our city, our county, our state, our country, our world. As we claim the truth of us all as one, and all is now, all life is lifted up. And for this reminder, we are grateful. And so it is. Take a deep breath, and as you feel ready, open your eyes.
Here we are in the new days of the year. Celebrate a new life and the path that brought us here. The winter of our journey, come then gone. We're calling in a new light and welcoming the dawn. There's a scent of new hope all around. Maybe peace. Maybe somewhere in some war-torn town, where the birds, they return to the trees, and smoke no longer lingers in a brand new breeze. Well, let's celebrate and renew. I'll be your loving best friend while we review, and maybe that it's all we'll need to do. Let's celebrate and do. Now maybe it's the cycle of the moon, just stirring up the tides on a stormy afternoon, where our beaches stay so strong, we can take in that view as night comes on. Then we'll walk down by the beach and renew, maybe catch an early star or the rising moon. I think that is all we'll need to do. Walk so closely together, make one heart out of two. Let's walk by the beach and renew. Renew. It'll just be me and you. Renew. And this day will do. This moment is a present. It'll only take a few. Let's walk by the beach and renew. Can hang on to me, I'll hang on to you. Let's hang on tight and renew.
Thank you, Steve. That was wonderful. It sounds like the theme song for this year, right? T-shirts will be coming. Well, hello again. Happy New Year. It's 2020. What? It's one of those years we've been hearing about for a while. What was the last year we were hearing about for a long time? 2012. Remember that? Why were we hearing about that? We were all going to ascend. Oh, that's where we are. Now I understand. Well, welcome to 2020, and I'm sure it's going to be a year that has everything in it. Pretty much everything in it. And so as conscious beings, we have the opportunity to begin to tune in, to focus how we want this year to be, how we want this year to look. Do we have the power to do that? Well, of course we do. Well, if we do, how come things go the way they go? That's life. Well, I think one of the things is most of us don't believe that we have the power to make a difference in how life goes. We think that life is happening to us, But what we know, the truth is, life is happening for us, through us, indeed. The universe is always responding with one word. What is it?
Yes.
Thank you. You guys are very good. Yes. Remember that. The universe has only got yes, one word. Yes. Yes is life. Yes is life expanding moment to moment. All is now. That's a yes. There is nothing else. Just yes. And so we have the power by what we're holding in true as true inside to impact that yes. If we come to church on Sunday and Cindy tells us about the wonderful things that are happening here and we enjoy it and it feels so good. And then we go home and remember ourselves as a piece of garbage. You turn on the TV and they're telling you you're a piece of garbage because you know that's how advertising agencies work. There's an ideal. You're not it. You need to buy this thing in order to become it, right? You need to take the pharmaceutical so that you can be having this wonderful life people are having in the picture while they're telling you how this drug is going to kill you, right? It's just amazing to me. But it works. They're making billions of dollars, so it works. So the opportunity we have at the beginning of this year is to be conscious about the power that we really do have to make a difference. And why is it such a big deal? Why is there so much noise out there? Why is there so much fear and doubt out there? Do you have an idea about that? It certainly does drown out that still small voice. You bet it does. You bet it does. To me, one of the big reasons that it's such a struggle out there is because people are frantic to keep things the way they always have been. To keep things the way they always have been. And you know what? We can't do that. We can't do that. We're way past that now. Good, bad, or indifferent, there's no time for judgment. There's no energy for judgment, although there are plenty of folks doing that. But it's a waste of time. We've done what we've done, right? We've made the choices we've made. Doesn't matter who said or why or how or whatever. We've done what we've done, and now it's very clear we need to do things differently. And it's the unknown, and the ego hates the unknown. It makes the unknown wrong. Have you noticed that? That's why we get afraid. That's why we pull back. That's why we freeze. We're afraid of the unknown. It's much easier to listen to folks who say, "We can make it the way it used to be." No, we can't. And we're not supposed to. All that we've done, good, bad, or indifferent, is what has gotten us here in preparation for the next step. And clearly we need to take that next step. Everything's pointing at that, right? And we can take little baby steps. But we have to take the steps. And we're past the time of worrying about, but should I have or could I have or if only? It doesn't matter anymore. Let all that stuff go. Let the if onlys go. They're just taking up room, my friends. It doesn't matter. What matters is what you're holding as true about yourself and life. That's what the universe is saying yes to every moment. And are you clear what that is? And like I said, it isn't just when you hear Steve singing and he inspires you to your highest thought. Thank you, God, that he does, that we certainly need that. But what's actually creating the experience is that which you're holding it true on Tuesday morning at 3 o'clock when you can't sleep. What are you holding as true then? Because the universe is saying yes to that. And so as we move into 2020, which we know is going to be an interesting year for a lot of reasons, we now have to start every single day with intention. With intention, meaning that when you get up in the morning, you need to practice. We all need to practice waking up in the morning. As soon as we come to consciousness, dedicating that day to what? To love, to peace, to the highest possible outcome, to God, to divine essence, to universal truth, whatever you name it. Whatever you name it, that's the name. I give you this day. Use me. Let this day be a blessing from this breath on. Dedicate the day to your highest truth. Every single day. And it's even more important than how many carbs you have, or how many steps you take, or whatever else you're monitoring. Do you get that? Questions or comments? The thing is, if we understand that dedicating our day to our highest possible good, that we commit ourselves to that all is now, to that oneness with the divine, we are healing the planet. Because when we just sit here and think about it, what are we going to do to fix this? Oh my goodness, it feels completely overwhelming. There are all kinds of possibilities. Some of them feel like they could be done. Some of them don't make any sense at all. It's hard. That's why we haven't done it yet. But when we align ourselves with divine mind, all things are possible, including the solutions that we need. You see, that's why unity, you won't see unity putting out rule books. You don't see it, do you? At least I haven't got mine. You don't see it. You know why? Because we understand that it isn't about the rule book. Unity's job, our task here in Everett, at this Unity Church in Everett, our task is to help you understand where you need to live here. And if you're living from here, you're automatically connected to the right answer for any question. We don't have to give the solutions. We don't have the solutions just to write them down on a piece of paper. But what we know is where to look. Where to listen from. And if we're doing that, the answers will be there. That's all that's necessary. If it's so simple, why aren't we doing it? It's a good question. But our culture, we've lived in a culture that tells us that it's about everything but that. Right? As you were saying, a still small voice, that it's everything other than that. Because fear wants control. Like I said, the ego does not like the unknown. Doesn't like anything it doesn't have files on. And so it wants us to pull back. And so we're running around from the place of fear and ego, trying to create all the answers and draw all these pictures and all that stuff. And it doesn't amount to much other than distraction and discord and confusion and chaos, right? We're all familiar with that.
and we talk about Jesus, and we talk about following Jesus and Jesus as the Savior. But what Jesus said was the kingdom of God is where? Within you. It's in you. We just got through celebrating the Christmas season, and at Unity of Whidbey on Christmas Eve, we had this special service called Making Room. And we talked about how if Jesus walked in the door at Unity of Whidbey on Christmas Eve, probably wasn't going to happen, but it could happen. Could happen. And if he came in, what would he say? He would say, you know, my friends, this whole thing was about you. It was all about you. If you really look at anything I said, it was always about you. It's you. I'm here for you. I come for you. What I am, you are. In fact, you're more once you plug in and get it. There's a statement in the Course in Miracles that we've been studying that I just love so much. It's in the beginning where it lists all the miracles. And Jesus said, and he's talking about awe. And he says there shouldn't be any awe except for God itself, because awe implies inequality. And I hadn't thought of that. Isn't that interesting? Awe implies inequality. That if I have awe for something, it means that I think something is higher than me. And Jesus said, there is nothing higher than you. I'm not higher than you. I don't want your awe. There's no difference between me and you, except I get it. And I live from that place. And that's what empowers me. And as soon as you do that, you will be the same. Isn't that powerful? He said there's absolutely no difference between us except that. I get it. I accept it. I claim it. I live it. And so then I become the bridge between you and the one. That's what I am. No more, no less. And that changes everything, doesn't it? Can you imagine what would be going on in our world today at, say, let's say 1 o'clock, if we all got that? Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Wow. But the good news is, my friend, and this is good news, and refer to this good news when you're not feeling so good, is that this is the truth for all of us. And I do mean all of us. Do you hear me? All of us. That is the truth of all of us. The thing is that God, the one, divine, loves us so much that God allows us to choose our way home. Doesn't push us, doesn't force us, won't force us, no matter what we're doing. Back in the day when I used to work with Neil Donald Walsh, who wrote the Conversations with God books, you all know I worked with him for 8 years down in Ashland. And one of the things he wrote in one of the books, he said, you know, God, why don't you just end this whole thing? We're clearly not getting it. Why do you just watch this go on? We're not getting anywhere, clearly. And God said, because I know how it ends. I know who you are. That's why this whole idea of a judging God is so silly. We don't need to prove anything to God. God knows who we are. God brought us. God gives us life. And gives us the opportunity to come to awareness ourselves. And God says, I know how it ends. And all roads lead home. All roads lead home. Because there's nowhere else to go. And it takes as long as it takes. There are no limitations on that. Bless you. Questions or comments? Mm-hmm. Offers a hand. Yep. Infinite patience and infinite love for everything we go through. Thanks, Jenny. Yes. Indeed. And so when it looks pretty crazy out there, and I'll admit, it looks pretty crazy out there. Every time I come here, I say that to you, and it gets interestinger and interestinger, doesn't it? I think we've seen it, and then I come back again and go, oh, my goodness. Yes, it's true. Yeah, I'm right with you. But here's the thing. As conscious beings, if we want there to be change, what do we focus on? Do we focus on how bad it is? No. Yes, we've got to focus on what it is that we want to move towards, what we want to create. That's not being in denial. Do you get that? We all know what's going on here, but what we understand as well is that we have to think differently if we're going to change it. Ain't it awful? It's going to create more ain't it awful. That makes the news awful news, yeah. And we're in a world that focuses on all the car crashes, right? It doesn't spend a lot of time on the successes, on the healings, on the near misses. So we have to do that. And like, for example, what's going on, the horrible, horrible fires in Australia that we've all seen. And we send our love and light to all life in Australia. And so you say, well, okay, Joanna, so what do we do? How do we fix it? Well, you know, there's a lot involved in those fires that we all have a hand in, right? Do you get that? This isn't just about them. It's our planet. All of us. And whatever you are led to do, if you are led to write checks to help pay for the equipment and the healing and the animals and the food and whatever, yes, do it. If your heart calls you to go volunteer down there, go. And when you're here, be sending love and light and gratitude for every moment, all is now, and for every drop of rain that we have, yes, people. For every drop of rain that we have, gratitude. Gratitude for the green, gratitude for the water. And staying connected to that divine mind that does have the solution. The solutions, I'm sure there are many. It all looks impossible from our human mind. What are we going to do? In fact, the stance might be looking at it all to do this, right? And I'm going to suggest to you that a healing stance would be this. Trusting the process. So listening clearly what it is that you need to do personally in response to what's going on in Australia or wherever. There's always something. And it's your job and my job and my task every moment of every day to stay in tune with divine mind. With the highest good, because that's where the solutions are. And that's the message. Yep, it's 2020. Time. And so you may not have, I may not have the answers to anything except this. As conscious beings, every moment of every day, certainly when you wake up in the morning, start there. And if you don't do it this morning and you forget tomorrow morning, start the next morning. There are no limits on this. And if you want to tune in your Fitbit or whatever it is to do the thing to help remind you, great. But every morning, dedicate your day, every breath, to the highest possible outcome from divine, through divine mind, divine love, expressed through me this day. And then let it go. It knows what to do. It knows you. It knows your strengths. Sometimes people are a little nervous about saying, okay, use me, because it's like, what? Okay, what does that mean? What's that going to look like? I don't know. Who knows you better than the divine? Who knows your strengths and weaknesses better than the divine? Do you truly think the divine is going to send you into something that isn't yours? Or yours to do? Or be? No. You can trust it, God, if you can trust anything. Trust that love. Trust that marriage, that union between you. Maybe marriage is the wrong word. That's a loaded word, isn't it? Sacred union, thank you. That sacred union that exists. Say yes and watch your life be transformed. Any questions or comments? We don't have to talk about it? You mean? Oh, no. You don't have to talk. Proselytizing, that's an energy drain, really, tell you the truth. Is that what you mean? Yeah, no. Power. There's more power. It's inside. Let it be inside. Because what's going to happen is you make that decision in you to set your day that way, it's going to unfold. You don't have to tell anybody anything. It'll get known by who you are, the radiance that you're sending, being, allowing, sharing. Does that make sense? No, you don't need to say a word to anybody. You may be inspired to say something to someone. Great. But if you don't, that's fine too. Look at our nature. Look at our grandfather trees. Our beauty that we have here in this Pacific Northwest. Oh, and the snow was on it. Wasn't that amazingly gorgeous? Oh, beautiful. It never says a word. Does it? And imparts amazing power and beauty and grace. Thank you for that. Anyone else? Yes?
Sometimes at 2 a.m. when I can't sleep, it's a good opportunity to listen to spirit and your inner voice and just say thank you for this quiet time. Don't keep looking at the clock and agitating and just see what happens.
Wow, that's good advice. It may just be that your spirit has you awake because it is time to tune in. It is time to make that connection. And it may be easier then than any other time because it's so quiet. Everybody's asleep. Nothing's on. There's no TV or noise, or your computer hopefully is off. Your phone is hopefully off. Very good point. Thank you. Did you all hear that? She was saying that sometimes when she's lying awake at 2 o'clock in the morning and can't sleep, she's realized that that may be the time, the exact time, to connect in with spirit, with source. that that may be exactly what's happening there, is you're having your own opportunity to make that connection, to open that door, open that window, say yes, allow, whatever you do to feel that oneness, that connectedness. Instead of it being a problem, it becomes an amazing gift. And when you do go back to sleep, it'll probably be pretty sweet. Yeah, thank you. Anyone else?
Yeah, I do. I've had a question. This last year, I meet somebody and seem to hit her off and everything, and you know, this person has, anyone ends up, my expectations, I got disappointed and it made me angry and hateful and resentful towards individuals I feel like they've done me wrong. I don't see how I've even asked why I got that. You said the divine will lead you and I asked, why did you lead me into a situation like this when all is done? I mean, I know there's supposed to be a lesson in it, I guess, in things, in my compassion, I guess, but I have a hard time, I'm having a hard time dealing with some situations like last year and that, getting verbally abused by an individual. I don't see many reasons in the 12-step program. I don't go to that hall anymore. But a few times there, I didn't deserve to be, verbally abused. And I just don't understand. Well, I mean, I understand if it was cause and effect.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, then that and the relationship I thought was going to be awesome. And, disappointed. I've been asking the divine or angels to think, why did you lead me to this situation when I thought it was going to be a helpful situation in my life?
Mm-hmm.
And the disappointment and anger.
I hear that. Now, none of us have ever been there. Have any of you ever been there? You're the only one. Well, there's one word that you said that set off alarm bells in me, because it's an issue that I have dealt with with relationships in my life, and I know we don't have a lot of time, but let's just say this and get, because you've brought an important point into the room. The word is expectations. I had expectations of what this was. Can you hear me? Expectations of what it was going to be. That's where we get messed up, right? Expectations. Because as soon as I place expectations on anything, what I do is I've narrowed it down to this little space of what I've decided it's supposed to look like. And so when I do that, it's supposed to look like this. And here's the whole universe out here, and there's no light that can get into here because I've got the expectation that it's supposed to be this. You see what I'm saying? And so that's what we, when we decide if we meet someone or we have a new job or we go somewhere or something like that, we're led to it. Our heart says this is a good thing to do. A really important thing to do is to take our expectations off of it and let Spirit work. Because our expectations come from the filters of our experience, right? And every time I get into this, this is what happens. So my expectation is it's either going to happen again, or I have some unreasonable expectation that this person's going to heal me or make it different. Right? But that's coming from a perspective of need. Does that make sense? Yeah. And so need, and we're the underlying thing underneath all that is need. And what does the universe say? Yes. It's all it's got. Yes. And so you get to be needy. You get to feel unloved, unseen, unrecognized. And it doesn't feel good because it isn't the truth of you. And you wonder why you created this. Why did God bring me this? And it was another opportunity for you to see, my dear friend. My dear friend. Take the expectation off of it. Take your history off of it. Just be you and let love and light and beauty come to you without any expectation. Does that make sense? Does that help? Now, we could have this talk every week, I'm pretty sure. At least I could. Yes, sir. What is it that, isn't that the acronym for fear? False expectations appearing real? Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Expect a miracle. If you're going to expect anything, expect a miracle. But be careful with that expect part, as I said. Open your arms and welcome a miracle. Because the expect part brings our history with it. Because that's all we know what to expect. Right? But thank you. Thank you all. We could do this all afternoon, but I think people will get hungry. It is so wonderful. It's always so wonderful to get to be with you. Has this been useful? Okay, good. Anything anyone needs to say to feel complete? Thank you for sharing.
Zig Ziglar said that if you keep on doing what you've been doing, you're going to keep on getting what you've been getting.
Wiser words have not been said, I don't think. Thank you. Yes. Who? Somebody over here. Yes.
Well, the opening statement today is filled with positive expectation.
Oh, my goodness, Cindy. I'm sorry. I think you're right. It does. Well, here's the thing. I think what they're talking about when they say positive expectations is to be in a positive frame of mind, look for the good, look for the highest outcome, open all those doors and windows. Expectation becomes a hard word because of our history that's in expectation. So, I mean, right. And if we're opening up to the highest good, that's going to clean that up, don't you think? It feels like that to me. It feels true to me. If I'm connecting to the source, to divine love, it's going to go way up above whatever stuff I could put on it. I don't know. Does that help, Cindy? Yeah.
There's a difference between abstract expectations like positive expectations and expectations for the specific outcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve. Yeah. Yeah. It's a bigger, we're talking larger. We're talking more expansive like that. And be careful with that. And if you're holding high expectations and it's not working, you might take a look at that. Clean that up a little bit. Yes.
Sometimes when I might have an expectation of some sort and that's not what comes, I kind of learn to say, yes.
So you accept what it is, right? You had a preference.
Universe said yes, and when what comes, if I say yes back with all faith in that.
Well, it opens the door. It opens it wider because you're saying yes to, you're not coming down to specific, and it's supposed to look like this. That's where we get in trouble. See? Exactly. As you said, what? Acceptations. Maybe we should change that word, Kevin. Thank you for that. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. This has been juicy. I appreciate you very much. Blessings to you. Happy New Year.